Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Ethereum and XRP led today's gains as spot ETH ETF inflows reached their highest weekly level this year, and Bitcoin reclaimed $106,000. Dogecoin rallied on institutional transfers, while on-chain profit-taking accelerated after the Golden Cross. Custody partnerships and state legislation signaled growing mainstream adoption. Ethereum regained strength, clearing $2,600 after a V-pattern bounce from $2,584. Above average volume confirmed renewed accumulation. Weekly spot ETH ETF inflows hit new yearly highs despite US-China trade tensions, pointing to a potential breakout toward $2,650 to $2,700 if resistance gives way. XRP gained over 3% in 24 hours, finding support near 2.2 and breaking above 2.264 on strong volume. Ripple is expanding its RLUSD stablecoin strategy and exploring tokenized real estate in Abu Dhabi. Inclusion of XRP in the US Digital Asset Reserve adds momentum to its cross-border payment use cases. Bitcoin profit-taking surged after the Golden Cross confirmed on May 22. Glassnode data showed realized on-chain profits topping $500 million per hour multiple times this week. Neutral funding rates on Binance and a significant whale withdrawal of 20,000 coins from Bitfinex suggest major holders are repositioning into accumulation. Dogecoin rose 2.4% from 0.192 to 0.197 on renewed institutional interest. A $20 million transfer to Coinbase flagged on-chain monitoring services and volume spikes around 1 a.m. and 2 p.m. confirmed bullish sentiment. Key support held at 0.194, with resistance near 0.198. Zodia Custody partnered with Swiss fintech GMX to safeguard tokenized emeralds under the MGEMX token. High-quality gemstones stored in secure vaults undergo independent appraisals and have delivered average annual gains of 9%. Paul Poultner said this collaboration brings institutional trust to gemstones, making the vault feel as secure as the castle in The Princess Bride. Tether deepened its push into Latin America by investing in Orionx to power stablecoin rails across Chile, Peru, Colombia, and Mexico. The funding will upgrade Orionx's infrastructure for remittances as a service and treasury operations, aiming to bridge banking gaps and streamline cross-border payments with minimal fees. California's Assembly passed AB 1180 unanimously, paving the way for state agencies to accept Bitcoin and other digital assets for regulatory fees. If it becomes law, a pilot runs July 1, 2026, through January 1, 2031 under rules from the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, which must report interim findings by January 2028. Rails, backed by Kraken, raised $14 million to launch a hybrid exchange that combines on-chain custody with centralized trade execution. The platform leverages zero-knowledge proofs on Kraken's Ink Layer 2 network. CEO Satraj Bambra says this hybrid model delivers transparency without sacrificing speed or performance. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.